Welcome to the SMA News Today podcast. I'm your host, Kevin Schaefer. I have SMA Type 2, and I am a columnist and forums director for SMANewsToday.com. Welcome to the SMA News Today podcast. I'm your host, Kevin Schaefer. And joining me today, we have Brooklyn and Kiana Nichols from Athens, Alabama. Brooklyn lives with SMA, and she is already a published author at a very young age. She co-wrote a children's book called A Do Nothing Day with her mom's cousin, who is Denise Smithers. And then Kiana is her mother joining us today. So Brooklyn, Kiana, I want to welcome you both. I'm really excited to talk with you here.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. This is really exciting. So, okay, well, to get started, Brooklyn, I want to just talk with you for a minute here. So can you tell listeners a little bit about yourself, you know, how old you are and just a little bit about what you do day to day? And then we'll get into the book a little bit later.
Okay, so I am 11 years old, and I like to play video games.
Video games all the
nice.
time.
Nice.
And my favorite video game is Roblox. And so I play that most of the time, and sometimes I watch YouTube, and then sometimes, so I live with in a wheelchair most of the time. Okay, I do have an image, so I'm not really, so I'm not able to walk, and I'm not able to have to do a lot of stuff, and so that means I don't have much strength in my bones or muscles and stuff. And I also like to spend time a lot, and for my story.
You go to school?
I go to school. I go to school.
What grade are you in?
I'm in sixth grade. And my favorite subject is STEAM. Some of you might not know what STEAM is. It's just like a combination of things, like coloring out of arts. Next year, I'll be joining the art club. I love art. And so, yeah.
Well, Brooklyn, I have to say, you've got quite the resume for a middle schooler already. It's really impressive. So I figured, yeah, I mean, with the book, which, you know, again, we'll talk about more, that art was a big passion of yours. So that's really cool. That's awesome. Brooklyn, thanks so much for sharing. And then Kiana, so same question to you. Can you talk just a little bit about your story and then being a mom in the SMA community?
Sure. So as Brooklyn mentioned, she's 11 years old. And we had Brooklyn right after we had miscarried twins. So we had a miscarriage. We had a tough time getting pregnant. So we were going through infertility treatments, and when we had gotten to the point where we were like, we need to reassess and see where we are and talk to other doctors, then that's when we found out we were pregnant. So we were excited. This is our first child together. My husband previously had three other children that are older, that Brooklyn loves spending time with her older siblings. But she was our first child together. So we were excited about bringing her into the world. Oh, and Brooklyn said to remember to talk about her nephews. She loves her nieces and her nephews. And we just spend a lot of time with them. But We have Brooklyn just, going by the day-to-day life. Both my husband and I work. We were very fortunate to have family down here to be able to help take care of Brooklyn while we work. But we just noticed that she was not reaching the milestones that you would typically see. So, her legs would just kind of go down like noodles. And we were concerned, but her pediatrician said, hey, no concerns at this point. We'll just keep monitoring it. Children progress at different stages, so it's okay. But then finally, as we got closer to around her year, to being a year old, then they decided to do additional testing. And so a week after her first birthday was when we received her diagnosis of SMA. And so, of course, at that point, it was just, we had never heard of SMA. It was all brand new to us. Of course, we were just, devastated when you first hear that initial diagnosis. The physician that we were seeing at the time, the hospital that we were attending at the time, just gave us just I don't want to say just a death notification, but, pretty much told us that, go home, love on her, and because she probably won't live past the age of three, So what do you take with that notification, with that news? What do you do? After I had felt like this was one of our greatest blessings that we were able to have Brooklyn, and we were just so excited to have her, and to hear this news was just devastating. But we have always lived by, the glass is half full approach of life. So, you have knockdowns, but you get back up. And so that's what we did. Fortunately, we have been very blessed to have a care team to be able to be put into the MDA clinic, which actually allowed us to change hospitals since we were previously at another hospital. It joined us forces with Children's of Alabama. And that team down there has just been a blessing and gave us all of the tools that we needed to be able to have Brooklyn to be just a healthy, striving 11-year-old. So that's pretty much our story is just, I always say faith, family, and fun. Just the faith to be able to continue to go through any adversities that we come through. Brooklyn has had major surgeries. She's had magic rods, two surgeries.
G-tube.
That was probably, I don't know, the magic rods was the scariest for me because that was a 13-hour surgery. But probably the most difficult for you was G-tube?
Yeah.
G-tube.
I like to eat.
Brooklyn loves to eat.
I'm right there with you.
What's your favorite food?
Pasta.
Pasta.
Pasta. Nice, nice. Good
yes,
choice.
Yes, it's on the plan to eventually go to Italy so we can have authentic pasta is on her wish list.
I love it.
Yes. So that was probably the most challenging for her. But in the beginning stages, we were always in the hospital. She would come down with a cold and it would knock her out for a week. And we've had the ambulance rides down to Children's, the helicopter rides down to Children's, and just really trying to overcome all of that.
Yeah. And Brooklyn, when you're in the hospital and you're going through stuff like that, do you have anything you like to do to get your mind off those things? So like when you're stuck in the hospital, I know you mentioned video games and art. Do you like to turn to some of those things?
Yeah. Sometimes when I was able to eat, they gave me a humongous cookie and I was able to eat it. And No, I know.
Yes, daddy always likes to irritate you.
What's funny, that's it, almost exactly what my dad would do over, like, when I remember when I'd be going for surgeries, and if I couldn't eat that day or whatever, he'd be like pointing at all the signs around for snacks and stuff. Oh, that looks good. I'm like, Dad, I can't eat today. Please don't show me those things. That's so funny. Yeah, that's a,
Yeah,
but
so we have, I'm usually the one that's saying, no, you need to watch what you eat. Because it is about finding that balance, enjoying, we still want to enjoy life and partake in those things, but daddy is he sneaks the food.
Hey,
And
you
mom
gotta take it when you
does
can.
the fussing.
Hey, you gotta take the perks when you can. All the like hospital perks and stuff and food people give you, take it. But yeah. And Brooklyn, I'll say I'm an uncle as well. I love my niece and nephews, so but it's the best. Yeah. That's awesome. Are there any things you like to do with your niece, your nephews? You said niece and nephews?
Yeah, so my first nephew, he's the second oldest or the
Oh, he's
middle.
the oldest.
No, that is it. Riley's the
Oh,
oldest.
Riley is the oldest niece.
Yeah.
Then RJ is the oldest nephew.
Yeah. So RJ, my oldest nephew, he likes to play Roblox with me, but he's not, well, he doesn't really know what to do since he's 4. And so, I just introduced him to Roblox a couple weeks ago. One month, I don't know.
What do you do in the driveway in the summertime with them?
I run around.
Yeah, they chase each other.
I run
Of
around.
course.
Oh, yes. My older brother and sister used to ride on the back of my chair when I was a kid, back when I could do that. So, yeah, I remember those days. Yeah.
Well, I have attempted to do that, but Brooklyn likes to go around in circles and watch me fall off.
Of course, yeah, that's as should be. That's yeah. Well, and it's a oh, it's you when kids are the right size to do that. Yeah, it's different, but yeah, that's why those days are kind of behind me. But my niece and nephews have not asked to do that yet. They like to push me around or pretend they're pushing me, so they'll like put their hands on the handlebars and pretend like they're driving me. So they love to do that. But
Yes.
yeah. But that's
Yeah,
great.
that's what they also do to
Yeah.
me.
It's go oh, they're fascinated by everything about the chair. So that yeah, I'm answering questions. But okay, my middle nephew is the most curious of them for by far. But yeah. And then Kiana is I wanted to ask you too. So following up on, after Brooklyn's diagnosis and your story is similar to a lot of people, including mine, like, any time before treatments were available, that was pretty much, what doctors said. It was like more or less a doom and gloom diagnosis, even though most of us have, or many of us have, defied that, that prognosis. But that was pretty much the standard, take them home, enjoy them, all that. But once you, right, once you and your husband started to acclimate, and Brooklyn started to acclimate to life with SMA, what were kind of the next steps for you there? Did you get involved with the community, or what was, it like learning more about making this just another part of your reality?
Right. So Cure SMA was is such a great resource. And so, that really started with the care packages and just starting to see, okay, there are tools out here that we can use. I will say that probably my biggest challenge was, I wanted to fit her diagnosis in a box, I think. It was like, okay, you have SMA, let me do all the research that I can. But then when people were presenting different things to us, it was like, oh, well, no, that doesn't apply to us. So just like, for the longest, they were like, you need to get involved with the MDA clinic at Children's of Alabama. But I'm like, but muscular dystrophy? Are you sure? So that took a while before it was like, yes, you do. And like I said, that was just Oh my gosh, to be able to go down to clinic and have pulmonology and rehab and all of the different doctors. It was just such a life-changing experience for us. Probably secondly was with her therapies and getting started with that, where she goes to therapy and has been going pretty much since her diagnosis was UCP. And so, when we were told about that, again, just me not knowing, it was hearing UCP, it was like, well, she doesn't have cerebral palsy, like that's not applicable to her. And not realizing that this was the place that she needed to be. They were going to have the standers and the gait trainers and things like that to be able to help her and to provide the resources that she needed and to get us connected with children's rehab services. So it was just all about really the education piece of it and us not knowing what we needed at the time. I think probably the next biggest thing was is just like trying to figure out how we're gonna manage and maintain. When you're told that your child will not walk, then it's just kind of like, oh my gosh, how are we gonna manage with a wheelchair? What are, so just really working through each step. I think we just try to take it day by day, and it just seems to amazingly always work out. Just every time I think that there's gonna be some challenge, it always works out. We started her with school and early intervention, and of course that was an experience in itself as well of, oh my gosh, I don't want to leave my child with strangers and they don't know, what she needs. But just since she's been in school and now up to middle school, we have just had a great school system, great teachers, great aides that, have been right there, the nursing staff. Everyone has just always tried to help us navigate as best as we could.
I'm in the club.
And you're in the beta club. So Brooklyn is super smart.
I
I
was gonna
can't
say.
brag on her enough for that. She's a straight A student and was just inducted into the beta club for her sixth grade year. So
Congratulations.
thank you. And New York City.
yes, we're going to New York. So
Really? Oh, wow. That's
yeah,
going
with
to be.
the beta club, we'll go to New York later this year. That's we try to fill in our time. So we do go to a lot of sporting games for our family members and all of that, but and cousins, we're always going to basketballs and basketball games and things like that. But then we also try to have our own fun and create our own fun as well. So we're always looking for places to go, things to do, places to travel.
Disney.
Disney, we're
Disney.
always
Oh,
going to
yes.
Disney.
My family put their rides at Disney and show.
Yes. So she, whenever we're planning a vacation, she wants an entourage. She does not want to just travel with me and her dad. She thinks that we are a little boring at times. So she is always trying to see who else can go with us. We travel a lot with my parents, her grandparents, who are so involved in everything that we do and just really are such a great support for us. We travel a lot with my brother and his family. He has two children. And then Denise, we mentioned Denise Smithers, who's the co-author of A Do Nothing Day with Brooklyn. And we travel a lot with her and her husband and her son. So we're just always looking for travel buddies.
I love it. And go ahead, Brooklyn.
And I have a lot of friends. I have like two. I'm in like a girl group, so they like to hang around with me a lot. And so we sometimes play. We sometimes play Would You Rather at Steam class because you're able to talk.
I think that's why that's your favorite. So she acts like she dislikes the art aspect of STEAM, but I think it's because that's the class where she can talk the most.
That's two things.
So she likes to talk to her buddies.
And you can, and I have two STEAM classes right now. I'm in Miss Nova's house classes, but sometimes I'm in dance classes, and she's one of the music teachers, and so she always picked the instrument out. So, like before, we were like using mouth instruments, like, you know, like trumpets and like all those mouth instruments. And so one day we had to pick our instrument, and she let me pick a drum, and I really like drums. I like to tap sometimes on my desk at school, and I like to make the noises and stuff.
And Brooklyn, do you have an aide that goes with you to school?
Yes.
Yeah. What? Go ahead. Yeah.
Her name is Miss J. She's really fun. And she helps me write stuff. And I like to. And she. And yeah, she's really fun. So yeah. And I have a lot of aides before them. They were really fun too. And I really like my teachers too. I like all my teachers. They're always nice to me.
That's awesome. I also had, aides with me growing up. Has yours now, has she been with you for a while? Or, because I was, because I had a lot growing up. I had several in elementary school and then a couple of middle school. And then I had one from who stayed with me from end of 7th grade through senior year of high school when I graduated. So that was the longest, but I also had several growing up.
Yeah, so this has been the first year that Michelle has been with Brooklyn.
That's
So
awesome.
we've had three other aides.
No, yeah.
Yes, we've had three other aides
So
before.
yeah.
So we always had just, again, one of those things where we fall in love with the first aide and we don't want to change. And then we get a second aide and we love them just as much. So it has just really worked out well for us regarding the aides, because we just end up, they become a part of our family.
Oh, absolutely. And it's something that will stay with you throughout once you have caregivers and all that. It's definitely something. It's great when you find the right people. Makes a huge difference.
Yes, it
Yeah.
makes it easier for us to drop her off. Otherwise, I
Yeah.
think she would probably have a bodyguard at school, her dad and her granddad and brother and uncles would all take turns.
And there's also some friends that are boys too. Like one of my friends, Maddox, Logan. Yeah, we don't really talk too much, but he's in two of my classes, like first and second, and then Parker.
Yeah, she loves her friends.
That's awesome.
It
It makes a huge difference, and that makes just going to school so much better, you know? That's great. Well, and I want to talk about the transition, talk about the book in just a minute, but real quick, Brooklyn, what's your favorite ride at Disney? Sorry, I'm a huge Disney fan as well.
Epcot. This is one. I love soaring.
Soarin', it's a good one.
Yeah. I like the graphics and I like to just float up in the air. But now I'm at the point where I can ride roller coasters. And I like those too. Really fun.
You're braver than I am on those. I avoid the roller coasters. I'm too. Yeah, but that's awesome though.
My mama, she was a roller coaster with a cousin.
Oh yeah, we went to Disney right before Christmas, and so my niece and nephew talked me into riding. I don't even know the name of it, but it was It was one of the big ones. I probably shouldn't have gotten on it.
There's like, I don't even know that my brother does those more, but there's like the Mount Everest, the type one and bunch of others, but I get a headache just looking at videos of them, so I'm good
Yes.
there. But but that's awesome. Well, yeah, I'm a big Disney fan also. So yeah, I'm really excited now to talk about the book that, again, Brooklyn, you're already a published author at age 11. So can you talk about that? So, you know, you worked on this book with your cousin Denise. Can you talk about how this all got started?
Yeah. So when I was at D, that was
That person, who is that person, mom?
mom and dad were on vacation. I don't like them to go on vacation. So I was just spending the night at my grandparents' house. And so they were a bit more healthy for that. So she was a math teacher. As I was saying, so I was just raised on Denise, and so I was just saying, I was born, and Denise was like, well, let's read a book about that. And so I said, okay. And so, if you, and so I said, and so we just read the book.
And did you both, so did you both do the writing and the art together, or what was that like?
He did the writing, and I just came up with the ideas, and she got someone else to do the art, and I just said yes or no about the art. So there was some difficulty in the art a little bit. So there was the first part, they had too many white people, and so we needed more black people, and I just like, what could I have? A little bit of a fighting about white and black are beautiful, just so they are, because they look so pretty mixed together and stuff.
And I imagine, yeah, you want to see yourself represented in stories because we all do, right? That's awesome. And Kiana, since Denise isn't here, can you talk a little bit about her background and has she done other children's books before this?
So no, Denise has not written any children's books prior to this to not be published. She likes to write. She's our story person. One thing that we do, we have a huge family. And so every year for the past, oh gosh, maybe 5 years, she has put together stories for our aunts and our uncles. She does kind of a story of their life. It started actually with my grandmother, and she wrote a story about her, and we go over it and read it and kind of do a presentation at Christmas for that aunt or that uncle or that grandmother. And so she just likes to write, and she had initially wrote a story about her son, but again, not published. And so Brooklyn, you know, Denise is kind of, I always say, kind of like a surrogate mom for Brooklyn. She's not only a cousin for me, but a best friend slash sister. We're just all very close. And so my husband and I, we try to take one vacation a year just to kind of get away. Brooklyn gets upset about it, but she will go and stay with my parents. And especially during the summer, her and Denise FaceTime a lot. And so that's what they were doing one day. And she was like, I'm bored. And so that's what sparked the idea. And, you know, Denise just got pen and paper out and they just started talking out ideas and coming up kind of with the storyline of, you know, what would you do then if you're bored? So that's how the story began. And it really came together very, very quickly. As Brooklyn mentioned, then it was going out and we found some great illustrators. The Brooklyn is actually on the cover of the book in cartoon form. And so then they started getting the ideals together and getting the graphics together and shooting them back. And as Brooklyn mentioned, you know, she just really wanted, and we did too, a diverse book, a book to show people of all races, all disabilities. We have someone with an autism shirt on, in a wheelchair. We just really wanted to capture a book of many, to make it just kind of apply to all young children, no matter what their ability is, no matter what their race is. And so we went back and forth, and then the book was born. So it has been just a great experience. Brooklyn has gotten so much attention from it. And we're just so excited for her. We always say that this is kind of like that, that home run for her. She doesn't play baseball or doesn't shoot the last shot in the basketball game that some of her cousins do. But this was it. We've had book signings and, just people requesting it, people wanting for her to sign it. And so it's just been a great experience for us, a learning experience for us, as they are currently working on their second book.
Yeah. So. It might be a series. It's not called the B series, but it's not called that.
Yeah, it's going to call it, I think, what did y'all decide on? Just B. So Brooklyn's name is Brooklyn Elise.
Okay.
And so we call her B a lot of times. And so it's just kind of, we just love to think of things that are associated with either her initials or a B and all of that. So they've started the next round, and we're hoping that this time, so with the past book, we've sold probably about just like 300 books out of the back of the car through email and all of that. So this next round, we're definitely looking at more of a easier distribution than through us.
and so they're just getting me and Denise. I like to play Unicorn Cafe. And so she was like thinking that should be on book after this.
Oh yeah. So one of the biggest things that Brooklyn does is use her imagination. She loves to just come up with random stories all the time, not even related to a book, but we're constantly playing games, make-believe games. One of our favorite games is what would you prefer? Is that what it is? What game is that? Like, would you rather? That's it. Random what if questions. So we are always just trying to think outside of the box.
And those kinds of games are really good for writers and exercising your imagination. That's great. And yeah. Brooklyn, so what has it been like for you getting all this attention and, seeing that book when it was first printed?
I was happy, but there's also a little bit of something. So I'm a talkative person, but sometimes I can be shy. But at school, one day my mommy would make me have an outfit that was so flashy. And so I will wear it to school. But I didn't get too much attention. You're a shy kid, but you still talk a lot and you like to be around your friends.
Right. So like a weird combination. She's talkative, but then she tries to act shy. So at her fifth grade graduation, they kind of honored her by being a published author and having her come to the front, and one of her friends read a little snippet about her. And it was so funny because my normally talkative little girl was all of a sudden shy because she's in front of the whole auditorium. So
honestly, Brooklyn, I know what you mean there. When I think back to when I was growing up, and like, whether it was yeah, recognized for something like that, or whether it was fundraising or whatever it would be. Yeah, when all the attention is on you, it's very overwhelming. And I think we all get like that, no matter, like it's flattering, but it's also a lot. And yeah, and sometimes it's like, okay, I just want to take a step back a little bit, you know? But still, but nonetheless, I want to commend you for putting this story out there. I think it's, I'm going to order it for my niece and nephews. I think this is awesome. So it's really cool. And you, do you enjoy the creative process of working with your cousin, with your mom's cousin, and putting out more stories?
Yay. And sometimes, and also one of my niece, hold on, let me tell you something. Okay, so one of my nieces, Violet, she's the oldest of all my nieces and nephews, and we play Roblox. Well, I don't play Roblox for as much now, but I sometimes like to wait. And so, yeah, I like to play Roblox with her. And sometimes when I go down to my grandma's, I ask her if she wants to play Roblox with me. And sometimes we have sleepovers, which are really fun. I like to have sleepovers. And I have some of the best birthday parties, but there's one birthday party that I did not want.
So Brooklyn is trying to tell family secrets here. Part of our theme of, you know, family and faith and fun, with the fun part is that, you know, when you're told that your child will not make it past the age of 3, we celebrate birthdays big. So every birthday is just, it's some themed birthday that she makes me be real creative. I've been trying to get out of it the last few years because I'm not like, oh, we got you down pat now. You're on medication. You're good. You have plenty of birthdays, you know, but she still wants to force mom to plan these big birthday parties. And
because I'm old, just try.
I try not to have the big birthday parties. But what she was trying to tell you was that 1 year it was a birthday party for her and her dad. So her and her dad, their birthdays are 3 days apart. And so we had a king and her and his princess birthday party. And she was absolutely beautiful in her dress. Her dad was all dressed up. Your hair was all pretty and curled, and she said that was her worst birthday party ever, because she had to share it with her dad. She...
No, not even share with dad. I just don't like being a princess.
Oh, you don't like being a princess. I forgot. So we're mermaids. So that's the new, so we just got a new accessible van this past week. So she's all excited about that. And being able to take her motorized wheelchair to school. And so she would not let me get the little sticker on the back to say, you know, hey, watch out. Don't get too close to us on the back. I wanted to order the one with the princess to say that, you know, the princess needs room for her carriage. But she's not a princess. She makes that very clear. So we had to do the mermaid.
Well, I don't like to be called princess because this sounds weird to me.
Yeah. Mermaids are awesome. Are you going to see the new Little Mermaid movie when it comes out in a couple months?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, that one looks good.
And we had Disney Plus, one of my favorite movies.
Disney Plus, yeah.
Disney Plus is really awesome. So I like to watch Encanto. Like every time we like see a new movie on like the like ads and stuff on the TV, well, I'll be like, Mom, what is that? And so she was like, do we actually say, oh, we should watch it. But I was like, and so one of my favorite movies, I really like Encanto, and my favorite character is Dolores, and I like, and we also watch a lot of Disney Plus movies. They're really cool. And I'm also a big fan. I love kid shows, like tiny baby shows. I like to watch Peppa Pig and stuff. But I like to watch Bulina. But for sure, oh, I kids watch Bulina because it's like very funny. Like even my dad likes to watch Bulina. Like he acts like Sean on Bulina.
I love it. I love Encanto, and my niece loves Peppa Pig. So yeah, you get along well. Yeah, that's awesome. Well, and thank you so much for sharing about the book and everything. And just for the last part, I do want to shift gears and talk a little bit about treatment. So Brooklyn, you mentioned you were on Evrysdi. So can you talk a little bit about that? What it's like drinking that every day, and how long have you been on it?
Well, I don't really drink it because of my
Okay, you
tooth.
have tube. Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm glad I don't drink it because it's disgusting. But it helped like my bones. But I will move a lot. But like for the most part, like when I use ECT, it like helps me. It helps me like walk and stuff. Like,
In the gait trainer.
yeah. And yeah, it's a lot of stuff it helps me
With your
with
balance.
my balance. I can balance real well.
She can balance really well in your voice. Like now you're talking low, but as soon as we get off of here, she'll be, her favorite is singing Mariah Carey tunes. She'll be yelling and singing really loud.
One day, I hit the high note on Mariah Carey, and showed my
Hit the high
friend.
note. Nice. That's impressive. You can maybe compete on one of those show, the reality shows with the competition shows one day, if you can hit a high Mariah Carey note, that's a, yeah, that's big. But yeah, that's awesome. And Kiana, for, oh, go ahead, Brooklyn. Sorry.
I like to listen to Kids Bop because it's like kid-friendly music, and I always ask my parents to turn it on.
Yep, every time we get in the car, turn it to Kids Bop.
Kids Bop was around when I was a kid. It's crazy. Yeah, they've had a long running. That's awesome. And Kiana, for you with the whole treatment process, so what was the process like of getting Brooklyn on the treatment, and did she do any others before Evrysdi?
Yes, so she was on Spinraza. As soon as it came out, then we were ready to jump on it. She started Spinraza very quickly after it was FDA approved. And Spinraza worked well for us. What we did not like, and or what Brooklyn did not like, was being put to sleep. And so they would actually put her to sleep every time.
Wait, yeah, I don't like needles.
Oh, needles. Yes.
The sleep part wasn't the hard part.
Oh, that was okay. It
Yeah,
was the needle part.
IV.
The IVs. She hated the IV. It required us to drive 1.5 hours, which isn't far, but it did require us to drive down early in the morning. It required us to miss school if she was in school.
And I don't like my bullet take.
Getting the blood taken.
Yeah.
So it worked as being a first option for us. But as soon as Evrysdi came out, then we were ready to switch to that option, as it has just made things so much easier for us to be able to just give it to her via her G tube, and not having the anxiety, as she mentioned, of having to have the blood work and the IVs. She's a hard stick. So
They stick to
yes,
my
they have to stick her a lot, calling the experts to come in with the IV. So this just made life a little bit easier for us.
that was
With the blood, because she hated the needle part.
It's not fun, is it? Yeah.
No, it's definitely not fun at all. But it hurts when they just like sticking it and pull it up and pull it down, but
Yeah, because you're trying to find your veins and
I'm very sensitive in my hand. When I stick me in the hand, it hurts so much.
yeah, so she was eager to change. So when that came out, after the approval of that, then her doctors worked very quickly to get us switched over. And it's been just such a great experience. We just give her that medicine through her G2. It's easy peasy, as we say, lemon squeezy here.
Yeah, and so now my dad has come up with a new idea. Yeah, because I normally I've been having like snacks and stuff. So now he has came up with an idea for like my dinner snack. He lets me eat some of their food.
Oh, so part of the she's going back to the G2, and as she mentioned, that was probably the hardest transition for us. And so we do allow for snacks and for smaller things, but instead of all the sugar, now she just gets like a little portion of our dinner that we have a
Oh,
lot of
no,
nights.
it was Daddy's
It
idea.
was da Of course it was Daddy's
So he
idea.
won't need to help.
Of course, if it was food, it's Daddy's idea. So
But you
yes.
still don't, but Brooklyn, you still don't like sharing birthday parties with Dad, do you?
Nope.
But I told her, and when you go to my birthday, when you go to my daddy on my birthday, she always asks me if I want to have a birthday party with him. So I say no.
Right. No.
That's great. That's all. But yeah, but no, Brooklyn, I'm glad you're on this one now and it's working for you. And I know it's a lot easier, so that's awesome.
It is. It is a lot easier.
So much easier. It's like you don't even have to do anything. You just have to sit on chillax and just put the medicine.
Yep, and go to bed.
No, don't like the whole day. I'm a night owl now.
You are a night owl.
Sometimes I'm an early bird, but sometimes I hope. But most of the time I'm a night owl.
I mean, that's a trait that many writers share. So you're right. You fit right in the club there. That's awesome. Well, Brooklyn, again, I want to thank you both so much for sharing your story today. Just wrapping up here. So is there any, I always like to ask guests, is there any advice you have for other people in the SMA community? So Brooklyn, I want to start with you. If you want to just share, so for other people living with SMA, you're obviously doing really well, and I can't emphasize enough that you have a very impressive resume for a sixth grader, much more than when I was at that age. So I just want to you have a lot of accomplishments already, but beyond that, just for enjoying life and having those relationships that you have, do you have any advice you have for other kids and anyone else out there living with SMA?
Yeah, so just don't let anybody say that you're like just change yourself. Just be you and just stay who you are. Just be yourself and everything that you can be you. So like don't let anybody tell you what you're not. Like as my papa says, if somebody tells you something mean, then just don't listen to them. But one day someone actually told me that I was cringy. And so I just told Miss Waltz, who was my original aide, and she was just like so happy. She was just, I told her and she said, "You didn't tell me because he might do that again." Like I, another day, one day my niece and so like we were at my bedroom house and it's just for my Uncle Dale's dinner and stuff. So we were like doing that. And so somebody told her that girls can't drive. And I was just like, that's crazy. And she said that all the other people, the boys said that's not true. So it didn't dispute with him. So As I told her, but I'll be able to drive you because she's younger than me and she's really fun. And I like to spend time with her.
So you can hear Brooklyn's theme is Girls Power.
I love it. That's awesome.
Yes. I think for me, if I could give advice, it's kind of like what their book says, you know, enjoy life, have fun. You only have, you know, one day at a time. We've kind of used that as our life's mantra. As we just take it one day at a time, things will work out for you.
So, if somebody just like tells you that you're like not pretty, then don't listen to them because your wife too pretty. Because like I think everybody's pretty. I think everybody should be themselves. And I don't care if you're like me or like anybody. Like I just like to be nice. I'm actually a pretty nice person.
Yes, you are. We speak a lot of positivity. And I think probably that helps to sum it up is to have a positive outlook no matter what your situation might be. You know, we always look at as I mentioned, the glass half full, and we just try to have fun in everything that we do and do our best and enjoy life.
Yeah, we have a lot of advice.
She can give advice all day.
Yeah.
I think you need a podcast of your own, Brooklyn. That would be great. Yeah. I love it. Well, I think that's so great. I love everything you said. And Kiana, Brooklyn, I want to thank you both so much for coming on today. This was fantastic.
Thank you, Kevin. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. And Brooklyn, I'll be looking out for your next book and many others when they come out, you know?
Okay.
Awesome. Well, thank you again, both. And for our listeners out there, you can hear more stories and conversations like this by subscribing to the SMA News Today podcast. You can also connect with us directly on our forums and follow smanewstoday.com for the latest SMA news and perspectives. I'm your host, Kevin Schaefer. Thanks so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Take care.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.